This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Lost, perhaps, in the rough and tumble of the tax bill and the looming government funding deadline next Friday, for those who've lost track, is the deadline for Congress to reauthorize the National Flood Insurance Program. It is also next Friday, as it happens, and also a deadline that's been kicked down the road a couple of times already and could get kicked again. That's because it's a mess. The flood insurance program is billions in debt, it's inconsistent and unwieldy, and it sometimes does more long-term harm than short-term good. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Jed Kim has that one.
Last year, when Hurricane Matthew was spinning havoc in the Atlantic, Virginia Wasserberg's house was spared gale force winds, but the hurricane brought storm surge into her home.
The entire first floor of the home suffered about 18 inches of flood water.
She lost family mementos, things that have no price tag, but also plenty of things that do.
Hot water heater, range, refrigerator, washer, dryer, all furniture.
More than $100,000 in damage. She and her husband rebuilt their home using a combination of personal savings, loans, and payouts from the policy they had through the National Flood Insurance Program. Why didn't they just move instead?
Well, if you have a mortgage, like my husband and I do, and your house floods and you don't rebuild, you cannot collect the money from the flood insurance program. And so then you will have to foreclose on the home and take the risk of running bankruptcy.
Since the storm, she's made it her mission to educate the public on flood risk in Virginia Beach, especially since she's learned her house will likely flood again. The NFIP grants up to $250,000 in coverage. It's long been criticized for how it incentivizes homeowners to rebuild in vulnerable areas. From a taxpayer point of view,
the problem is not that they rebuild, but the problem is that they don't face actuarially fair prices for insurance.
Michael Greenstone teaches economics at the University of Chicago. He says the NFIP forces people in floodplains to buy insurance and offers them premiums that are too low to cover the program's actual costs. Then, when disaster hits, taxpayers make up the gap. There have been efforts to end subsidies and impose market rates. In 2012, the program stepped up rate increases for repeatedly flooded homes, but it got a lot of pushback. Jeff Slegelmelch is with the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University.
People couldn't keep up with the payments, as well as they couldn't sell their house. They couldn't transfer that wealth to anyone, which, you know, affected their own economic mobility.
2 years later, Congress said never mind. It repealed many of the changes. Jimmy Grandy is with the National Association of Mutual Insurance Companies. He says politicians from flood-prone areas have little to gain from forcing homeowners to pay more.
There's not a lot of political courage being on display here in Washington. There are some people and some efforts and some packages that would reform the program in a meaningful manner, but they tend to never win the day.
The House has passed a new attempt at flood insurance reform. Among other things, it again proposes rate hikes for houses that flood repeatedly. Jerry Howard, CEO of the National Association of Home Builders, says rate hikes have to be gradual because the market for private flood insurance just isn't there yet.
It's going to take time to build up the private sector presence in the marketplace.
But even with a $10,000 cap on annual premiums, the proposed bill is a no-go for Virginia Wasserberg.
It actually raises the price of my flood insurance premium to being unaffordable for me at the price of my mortgage.
Regardless of whether or not the Senate keeps that in their version of insurance reform, she and her family are done.
We have made the decision that coastal living is not for us anymore.
They put their house up for sale in February. In 10 months, they've only had a few people show interest. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.